I've been covering politics for over 2 years now, and I've seen lots of contentious Senate hearings, I've seen plenty of contentious debates during the election times, but I can confidently say I have never, not once, seen anything as insane as what happened on the Senate floor this week. I've seen lots of videos circulating about RFK Jr.'s confirmation hearing, and I'm sure you guys have too, but this video that I'm about to show you guys, I feel like nobody is showing, and it is the single craziest interaction I have ever seen on the Senate floor. Here it is.
I'm going to make America healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country does? That's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting their interests. I ran for president like you. I got millions of contributions. They did not come from the executives, not one nickel of PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. They came from workers.
In 2020, you were the single largest
receiver of pharmaceutical money. Because I had contributions from workers all over this country. Workers.
You were the
not a nickel from corporate tax.
You were the single largest acceptor of pharmaceutical dollars.
No, from workers in the
industry. 1.5 million.
Yeah, out of 200 million. All right.
I frankly cannot believe RFK Jr. went in that hard, because most of the time in these hearings, what's happening is these cabinet members want to get confirmed, and so they try not to be super partisan. They don't want to pick fights, because if in this case, for instance, if Republicans defect, RFK Jr. might need some Democrats in order to get confirmed. And so that's their chief goal when they go into this. RFK Jr. was not that way. He did it. He went in on Democrats, and he did it in probably the best way possible, because what he was talking about is something that every American, if they're normal, watched that and they thought to themselves, I'm on RFK Jr.'s side. And it's because what he was talking about was corruption. At the end of the day, he just called out all of those senators to their faces, and it pissed Bernie Sanders off so bad, because guess what? As the great scripture says, the wicked take the truth to be hard. And he knows that he's corrupt. Bernie Sanders knows himself. And so basically what that conversation was RFK Jr. sitting there staring Bernie Sanders down and saying, when I'm head of health for Donald Trump, I'm coming for you, Bernie Sanders. Because he's talked about his whole career. He's sued people who have done bad things to the environment. He's been suing Big Pharma. And what Bernie Sanders, and I'll show you a clip of Elizabeth Warren a little bit later, what they're concerned about is that their big donors are going to get sued by RFK Jr. And what RFK Jr. is essentially saying to Bernie Sanders is, yeah, you should be crapping your pants like you are right now, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. And Bernie even, this is what's crazy, Bernie even admits it at the end of that exchange. Literally, his words, well, it's only 1.5 million out of 200 million. He's basically saying, as a prostitute, I just sold out for 1.5 million, guys. There was 200 available that my colleagues took, but I only took 1.5 million. Also, don't know if you saw this, guys. This is just a side note. I'll put it up on the screen right now. I don't know if you caught this, but Bernie Sanders did make an awfully Nazi kind of gesture there at the end. Separate note, but kind of sus, I'm just saying. This sealed the deal for me, though, for RFK Jr. I was not sure before I saw these videos about RFK Jr., because RFK Jr. has not historically been the most pro-life. He's quite pro-choice. Until this confirmation hearing, he walked a lot of those things back. I'm very pro-life. It's probably my top issue. And so I wasn't sure about that. He's obviously a liberal on many other things. And so I didn't know how I felt about RFK Jr. being a liberal in Trump's cabinet. But seeing him go in on Democrats, again, in a way I've just never seen anything like this. I've seen Senate hearings where they go a little bit back and forth, but RFK Jr. was literally looking these senators in the eyes and saying, yes, I'm gonna root out your corruption. Yeah, those donors you love, yeah, I'm gonna wreck them, because what they're doing is evil, what you're doing is evil. I've just never seen that. And so I believe now that he must be confirmed. I think that the way he performed in this hearing was a testimony to his strategy of how he's going to do it, which is that he wants every Republican to vote for him, and he's not looking for Democrat votes. And that's not something I would have predicted, because if you look at RFK Jr., he's got a liberal past. He's worried that a lot of Republicans are probably not even going to vote for him because, again, they are like me. They don't want a liberal in Trump's cabinet. And maybe he was, and again, this is what I thought, is he was going to actually pick up some Democrats who were like, you know what? We don't love RFK Jr., but he's a liberal, so having him in is better than, you know, a deeply conservative person. But that's not happening anymore. RFK Jr. just appealed to all the conservatives who were not okay with him being there and just isolated all the Democrats because he called out their corruption. It was fantastic. So after seeing this, I completely understand why Trump chose him. I think it's awesome. If you look at it as well, RFK Jr. really deserves to be there because of his very timely endorsement of Donald Trump. We'll never know if that made the difference between Donald Trump winning or losing, but I have a feeling that it would have been much more difficult for Donald Trump to win that election if RFK Jr. hadn't been there. And so for that reason, and the reason of him absolutely going in on Democrats, I think we have to confirm him. And luckily, I think that they will.
Hey guys, I'm Josh's wife, Jaylee Carr. And as a woman in finance, I'm passionate about helping people secure a positive financial future. That's why I'm excited to talk about a partner of this show, Money and Clarity, specialists in helping women plan for a secure, rewarding retirement. Ladies, your needs, especially your financial needs, are different from men's. That's why Money and Clarity developed their Empower financial system to help women plan for the retirement they not only want, but that they deserve. The Empower system was specifically designed to take women's unique needs into account, from the fact that women live 6 years longer than men to the fact that women value money at a deeper, more emotional level. So quit settling for cookie-cutter financial plans or leaving your financial future to chance. If you're looking for a financial advisor that really understands women's needs, I suggest you go to moneyandclarity.com/Josh Carr to learn more. That's moneyandclarity.com/Josh Carr.
Elizabeth Warren is a witch, and I'm sorry, there's just no other way to say it. I have never heard a senator yell the way that she yelled at RFK Jr. in this video. Check it out.
There's a lot of ways that you can influence those future lawsuits and pending lawsuits while you are Secretary of HHS. And I'm asking you to commit right now that you will not take a financial stake in every one of those lawsuits so that what you do as Secretary will also benefit you financially down the line.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You and I, you have said repeatedly.
You're asking me, Senator, you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies.
No, I am not.
Yeah, you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
Look, no one should be fooled here. As Secretary of HHS, Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manufacturing across our country. And for all of his talk about follow the science and his promise that he won't interfere with those of us who want to vaccinate his kids, the bottom line is the same. Kennedy can kill off access to vaccines and make millions of dollars while he does it. Kids might die, but Robert Kennedy can keep cashing in.
Senator, I support vaccines. I support the childhood schedule. I will do that. The only thing I want is good science, and that's it.
How about then say you won't make money off what you do as Secretary of HHS?
What an awful person. She is a true embarrassment to our country because what she's saying right now is, no. The ethical guidelines are not enough for your position. What I need you to promise is to not sue the people who pay me. She said it out in the open, the quiet part out loud. She said it. And this is why it's so insulting. Her whole claim basically is that RFK Jr. is profiting off of fighting Big Pharma. And she's saying that while she is actively taking millions of dollars from them. Every accusation is a confession. What she says at the end of that video, essentially saying, oh yeah, we're all gonna suffer while you pocket the money. That's what she has been doing. That is exactly what she's done. During COVID, she took millions from Pfizer and Moderna while Americans suffered because they couldn't go to church or they couldn't see their loved ones in a senior care facility. And she has the gall in front of all of America to call RFK Jr. a profiteer when she is literally defending Big Pharma that funds all of her campaigns. It's stunning. We know this. Like, we knew she does this, but to see her do it so openly and her acting, like, to be fake enraged on her part is frankly insulting. I don't get offended very often, but I have to say this one offended me a bit because to accuse someone again, of profiteering while you are literally trying to keep him from a cabinet position in order to keep making money from Big Pharma is such a disgusting lie. But props to RFK Jr. for having the stones to see through it and to call her out for it in a way that I don't think many people would have done in that same situation. Do you guys believe taxation is theft? I do, and so does the sponsor of the show, QuickTax America, which is a non-woke company that does all federal tax returns for only $69. It's one transparent price. They're not like the big guys that charge you an arm and a leg, and then you spend 4 hours doing your taxes. They do all the work for you. You simply upload your files, answer a few questions, and then you schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest. Again, they hate the IRS as much as you do. That's why they help you get your best return. Check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.